Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. And at this moment, we want to continue, praise God, to put God first, seeking the face of God, truly and trusting in Him. And as we come forth earlier this time, the reason being, praise God first, I want to give God praise, honor, and glory for who He is, and then honor my wife. But then we want to come forth on this evening early because we have a need of prayer for many of our listeners out there in Blog Talk land, that our sister-in-law, praise God, is having a medical issue at this time. And as always, we trust completely in God, believing in Him and knowing, as we recognize, as Isaiah 53, that He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, chastisement of peace was upon Him, and by His stripes she is healed. She's healed from the pain that she has to go through right now as my wife and I, and she has to go forth and go to the hospital to get her trach reestablished or reissued into her neck again. My wife normally has been handling that, praise God, and we thank God truly for her due diligence. And we thank God for your prayers, but we ask that you continue to pray for us and with us as we continue to go through this, not ordeal, but trial in the name of Jesus, trusting and having faith in God. I also want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, those that are in the other countries like South Korea and Jamaica and Korea, and I'm sorry, in Canada, praise God, as we see. But let us pause, take a moment of prayer before we go into our reading in Ezekiel chapter 24. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, we pause for a moment to first and foremost say thank you, God. Lord God, we know that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are Almighty God. You are the complete sovereign God. You are the great I am that I am. And we know that we come to you seeking your face first before we go through, ask, and believe anything. We got to trust and believe in you. And that's as we come forth on this evening as baptized believers and trusting in you, God, believing with faith that you will make this situation victorious. Give my wife the due diligence and the strength to carry forth as she labors taking care of my sister-in-law. And we thank you for Ruby, Lord God. And we thank you for our mother-in-law who's 98, Father God. And we pray as we go through, as she takes her to the emergency, that you touch the hearts, the eyes, and the mind of the doctors, that they can reinstall the point of that tracheotomy back where it is and supposed to be. In Jesus' name, we thank you, give you praise with the victory. Amen. Thank you for those of you who joined with me in that prayer, standing and touching in agreement. We believe that God has already provided with the victory. Let us go forth and read. Praise God as we continue with the Word of God out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 24. Let us read. Again in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, write thee the name of the day, even of this same day. The king of Babylon set himself against Jerusalem this same day, and utter a parable unto the rebellious house, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Set it on, and also pour water into it. Gather the pieces thereof into it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder will it fill it with the choice loins. Take the choice of the flock and burn also the bones under it. I make it boil well and let them see it, the bones of it therein. Wherewith, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it, let no lot fall from upon it. For her blood is in the midst of her. She sitteth upon the top of the rock. She poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust, that it might cause fury to come upon it to take vengeance. I've set her blood upon the top of the rock, that it should not be covered. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile for fire great, heap on wood, kindled the fire, consume the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned, and set it empty upon the coals thereof, that the brass of it may be hot and may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be melted in it, and the scum of it may be consumed. She has wed herself with lies, and her great scum went out, not out of her. Her scum shall be in the fire. In thy filthiness is lewdness, because I have purged thee, and thou wast not purged. Thou shalt not be purged from thy filthiness anymore, till I have caused my fury to rest upon thee. I, the Lord, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back. Neither will I spare, neither will I repent. According to thy ways and according to thy doings shall I judge thee, saith the Lord. Also, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. Forbear to cry. Make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tire of thy head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at even my wife died. And I did in the morning as I was commanded. And the people said unto me, Wilt thou not tell us what these things are to us? What thou doest so? Then I asked them. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Speak unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God. Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitieth. And your sons and your daughters whom ye have left shall fall by the sword. And ye shall do as I have done. Ye shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. And your tires shall be upon your head, and your shoes upon your feet. Ye shall not mourn nor weep, but ye shall pin away your iniquities and mourn one toward another. Thus Ezekiel is upon you a sign according to all that he has done shall ye do. And when this cometh, ye shall know that I am the Lord God. Also, thou son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take away from their strength the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon thy sit their mind, their sons and their daughters, that he that escapeth in that day shall come upon thee, that cause thee to hear it with thine ears, in that day shall thy mouth be opened to him which is escaped. And thou shalt speak and be no more dumb. And thou shalt be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel 25. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the Amorites, and prophesy against them, and say unto the Amorites, Hear the word of the Lord God.
thus saith the Lord God, because thou sittest against my sanctuary, when I was profaned, and against the land of Israel, when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah, when they were into captivity. Behold, we'll deliver thee to the men of the east for the possession, and they shall set their palaces in thee, and make their dwellings in thee. They shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk. And I will make Reba a stable for camels, and the Amorites a coaching place for flocks. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast clapped thy hand and stumped with thy feet, and rejoiced in heart with all thy despite against the land of Israel, behold, that I will stretch out my hand upon thee, and will deliver thee for a spoil to the heathen, and I will cut thee off from the people, and I will cause thee to perish out of the countries, and I will destroy thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because that Moab and Seir do say, behold, the house of Judah is like unto all the heathen. Therefore, behold, I will open the side of Moab from the city, from his city which are on his frontiers, the glory of the country, Bethshemah, Belamion, and Kerithiam, unto the men of the east with the Amorites, and will give them in possession, that the Amorites may not be remembered among the nations. And I will execute judgment upon Moab, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Thus said the Lord God, because that Edom hath dwelt against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and hath greatly offended to revenge himself upon them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will also stretch out my hand upon Edom, and will cut off man and beast from it. And I will make it desolate from Teman, and they of Dedan shall fall by the sword. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of the people of Israel, and they shall do in Edom according to my anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance. Thus saith the Lord God, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge, they have taken vengeance with a despiteful heart to destroy it from the old hearted hatred. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will stretch out my hand upon the Philistines, and I will cut off the cherubim and destroy the remnant of the seacoast. And I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. Ezekiel chapter 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first day of the month, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, because that Tyrus has said against Jerusalem, aha, she is broken that was the gate of the people. She is turned into me, and I shall be replenished now. She is laid waste. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, and Tyrus, O Tyrus, and will cause my nations to come up against thee, as the sea causes his waves to come up, and they shall destroy the walls of Tyrus and break down her tower. I will also escape her dust from her and make her like the top of a rock. It shall be a place for the spreading of the nets in the midst of the sea. I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And it shall become a spoil to the nations, and her daughters, which are in the field, shall be slain by the sword, and they shall know that I am the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will bring upon Tyrus Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, a king of kings, from the north, with horses and with chariots and with horsemen and much people. He shall slay with the sword thy daughters in the field, and he shall make a fort against thee, a cast a mount against thee, I lift up a buckler against thee, and he shall set engines of war against thy walls, and with his axes he shall break down thy tower. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust shall cover thee. Walls shall shake at the noise of the horsemen and of the wheels and of the chariots when he shall enter into the gates, as men enter into the city wherein is made a breach. With the hooves of the horses shall be thread down all thy streets, and they shall slay the people by the sword, and their strong garrisons shall go down to the ground. And they shall make a spoil of thy riches, and make a prey of thy merchandise, and they shall break down thy walls, and destroy thy pleasant houses. And they shall lay thy stones and thy timber, and thy dust in the midst of the water. And I will cause the noise of the song to cease, and the sound of thy heart shall be no more heard. And I will make thee like the top of the rock. Oh, thou shalt be a place to spread nets upon. Thou shalt be built no more. For I, the Lord, have spoken it, saith the Lord God. This saith the Lord God to Tyrus, shall not the isle shake at the sound of thy fall, when the wounded cry, and when the slaughter is made in the midst of these? Then all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones, and lay their rods, and put off their broidered garments. They shall clothe themselves with trembling. They shall sit upon the ground, and shall tremble at every moment, and be astonished at thee, and they shall take up the lamentations for thee, and say to thee, how art thou destroyed that was inhabited of seafaring men, and renowned city which was strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants which caused the terror to be on all the heart. Thou shalt have trouble in the day of thy fall. Ye and the isles that are in the sea shall be troubled at the departure. For thus saith the Lord God, when I shall make thee a desolate city, like the cities that are not inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon thee, and great waters shall cover thee, when I shall bring thee down with them that descend into the pit with the people of the old time, and shall set thee in the low parts of the earth, in places desolate of old, with them that go down to the pit, that thou be not inhabited. And I shall set glory in the land of the living. I will make thee a terror, and thou shalt be no more. Thou be sought for yet shalt thou never be found again, saith the Lord God. Chapter Ezekiel 27. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, now thou son of man, take up the lamentations for Tyrus, and say unto Tyrus, oh, thou art situated at the entry of the sea, which art the merchant of the people for many isles. Thus saith the Lord God, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am of perfect beauty. Thy borders are in the midst of the sea. Thy buildings have perfected thy beauty. They have made all thy shipboards fine trees of Sinai. They have taken cedar from Lebanon and made nests for thee. Of the oaks of Bashan, they made them oars. The company of the Ashrites have made thy breech benches of ivory, brought out of the isles of Chittim, fine linen and barter work from Egypt with that which thou spreadest forth to thy sails by the purpose from the isle of Elisha, was with which covered thee. The inhabitants of Zidon and Arvad were thy mariners, thine wise men. O Tyrus, that were in thee, was thy pilot. The ancient of Gibel and the wise men thereof were in thy Chalkeers. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in thee that occupied thy merchandise. They in Persia and the loot of the Put were in thy army. Thy men of war, they hanged the shield, the helmet in thee. They set forth thy comeliness. The men of Arphad with thine army were upon thee walls round about, and the Gamedim were in thy towers. They hanged their shields upon thy walls round about. They have made thy beauty perfect. Tarshish was thy merchant, by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches, with silver, iron, tin, and lead, they traded in thy fairs. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech, they were the merchants. They traded the passage of men and vessels of brass in the market. They of the house of Tagara traded in thy fairs with horses and horsemen and mules. The men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many isles were the merchants of thy hand. They brought thee from the present horns and ivory of ebony,
Syria was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of thy making. They occupied in thy stairs with emeralds, purple, embroidered work, and fine linen, and the coral, and okay, Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy merchants. They traded in the market wheat and manna and panic and honey and oil and balm. Damascus was thy merchant in the multitude of the wares of thy making, and in the multitude of all the riches in the buying of Helbon and white. Dan also and Javan going to and fro according into affairs brought iron, cassia, and kumas. Calamus were in thy market. Deben was thy market. Merchant in purchase clothes for chariots, Arabians and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with thee in lambs and rams and goats, and these were they merchants. The merchants of Sheba and Ramah, they were thy merchants. They occupied in thy fairs with chief of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Haran and Kenna and Eden. The merchants of Sheba, Asher, and Calmod were thy merchants. These were they merchants. And all sorts of things and blue clothes and embroidered work and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made a cedar among thy merchandise. The ships of Tarshish did sing of thy in thy market, and thy waste replenished, and made every glorious in the might of the sea. There are have brought thee into great waters. The east wind hath broken thee in the midst of the sea. Thy riches and thy fairs and the merchandise, thy mariners and thy pilots, thy conquerors, and the occupiers of the merchandise, and all they men of war that are in thee, are in all thy company which is in the midst of thee, shall fall into the midst of the seas in the day of thy ruin. The shepherds shall shake at the sound and cry of the pilot, and all the humble, the oar mariners, and all the pilots of the sea shall come down from their ship. They shall stand upon the land and shall cause their voice to be heard against thee, and shall cry bitterly. They shall cast up dust upon their heads. They shall wallow themselves in the ashes, and they shall make themselves utterly bald for thee, and gird thee with sackcloth, and they shall weep for thee with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing. And in their wailing they shall take up the lamentation for thee and lament over thee, saying, what city is like Tyrus, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? They wise went far out of the sea. Thou fillest many peoples. Thou didst enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of thy riches and of thy merchandise. In the time when thou shalt be broken by the seas and the depths of the waters, thy merchandise and all thy company in the midst of thee shall fall. All the inhabitants of the earth shall be established at thee, and their kings shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled
and their continent. The merchants among the people shall miss hiss at thee. Thou shalt be a tear, and never shalt be anymore. Chapter 28. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the sea. Yet thou art a man, and not God. Thou set thine heart as a heart of God. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that thou can hide from thee. With thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver unto the treasure by thy great wisdom. And by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches, and thy heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast set thy heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of the wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die. The depths of them that are slain in the midst of the sea, wilt thou yet say, Before him that slayeth thee, I am God? But thou shalt be a man, and no God, in the hand of him that slayeth thee. Thou shalt die death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up the lamentations unto the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sellest up the sum, full of the wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Edom, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper. The sapphire and emerald and the carbuncle and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee the day of thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou was walked up and down in the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy way from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will pass thee as profane out of the mountain of God. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou wast corrupted by wisdom, by reason of the brightness, thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth the fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be anymore. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
Son of man,
set thy face against the land, and prophesy against it, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Sidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have executed judgment in her, and shall be sanctified in her. For I will send unto her pestilence, and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her by the sword upon her every side, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And there shall be no more a pricking briar unto the house of Israel, nor any grieving thorn of all that all are about them that despise them. And they shall know that I am the Lord God, thus saith the Lord God, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them, in the sight of the heathen, and they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence when I have executed judgment upon all those that despise them around about them. And they shall know that I am their God. Amen. We're going to conclude the reading of Ezekiel 29 because we must move forward in what we were doing. Amen. But we want to thank you for joining us on this evening. Once again, God bless you. Jesus loves you. And so do I. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
Though they've said I've never trapped you, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one.